I've got on board here because we have a Mica house and we're waiting for word to see how bad things are with our own house. But we're facing the same as many families in Donegal, thousands of families over this county, facing the prospect of losing their home and facing the prospect of actually remortgaging their properties to pay for remedies to their homes, for which they've had no responsibility at all for the problem at the outset. This is not their issue. This is the issue of public office not doing its job properly in terms of making sure proper regulations are in place and making sure that those regulations are being enforced. We are suffering the consequences of that now, and the families in Donegal are being asked to pay for a problem that is not of their own making.
In terms of the ongoing discussions at council level with the Redress Committee, ongoing discussions in the Dáil, there's been lots of talk about Mica for years, and particularly in the past couple of weeks. How do you find yourself sitting on the sideline listening to what's being said? I mean, do you feel there's progress being made, or is this just going round and round in circles as far as you can see?
No, I think we thought progress was being made. I think we thought we had a redress scheme that was fit for purpose. But actually what the redress scheme has turned out to be is actually a real red herring, and I think a real cynical attempt by government in terms of what they're doing in terms of actually making local people pay for remedial work. The 90-10 does not exist. The 90-10 at the moment, if you under the scheme were to rebuild a 300,000 euro house, how that is translating in reality is that you have to raise 100,000 euro of your own money to pay for that house. That's 66%, 33%, not 90-10. There's a whole load of expenses that have been excluded for homeowners in terms of remedial work. So any outbuildings you have in your house aren't covered by the scheme. Any new planning applications that you actually have to make if your house has to be demolished is not covered by the scheme. Any rental you have on property while you're out of your property, while your own property is being rebuilt, is not covered by the scheme. And any storage for your furniture that you need for the period of the rebuild is not covered by the scheme. So everything has been excluded. And the worst part of this, the first hurdle of this particular scheme, is actually about you have to pay for an engineer to come in and actually get samples of your walls sent off to a lab either in Kildare or in England to have tests done. You have to raise at least 5,000 euro to get over that first hurdle. Now, how many families in Donegal does that actually exclude straight away? How many? The door is bolt shut for those families who can't raise that money. They can't get access to the scheme. So actually, the poorest people in the county are actually being discriminated against by this scheme, and they don't have access to it. After that, you go on to the next part, you get your results, your report goes to the council, a report goes in and they decide, you know, if they're going to agree with whatever engineer you've used to the remedial work. And then you have to find the money to actually pay that 100,000 that I just talked to you about. You have to find that money. You're already paying a mortgage on a house. Most families are. And now they're being asked to raise something more. And this is during COVID, Donal. In my job, in my day job, I'm a public servant. I see the pressure that families are under, worried about their jobs, worried about homeschooling, worried about their children, worried about the future. And what has landed now on their table is the threat of losing their own home on top of everything else. That's unacceptable. And it's unacceptable for the government to be doing that. It's unacceptable for the local council to be tolerating that. And we need our public representatives to highlight this. They are working for us, they are making noises for us at the moment, but this is now urgent. We need to deal with it urgently because this is having a catastrophic effect on families around the county.